new dream. I want you to forget everything you have learned in your whole life. This is the beginning of a new understanding, a new dream. The dream you are living is your creation. It is your perception of reality that you can change at any time. You have the power to create hell. And you have the power to create heaven. Why not dream a different dream? Why not use your imagination and your emotions? Imagine that you have the ability to see the world with different eyes whenever you choose. Each time you open your eyes, you see the world around you in a different way. Close your eyes now, and then open them and look outside. Using your imagination and your new eyes of perception, I want you to see yourself living a new life, a new dream. A life where you don't need to justify your existence, and you are free to be who you really are. Imagine that you have permission to be happy and to really enjoy your life. Your life is free of conflict with yourself and with others. Imagine living your life without fear of expressing your dreams. You know what you want, what you don't want, and when you want it. You are free to change your life the way you really want to. Imagine living your life without the fear of being judged by others. You no longer rule your behavior according to what others may think about you. You have no need to control anyone, and no one controls you either. Imagine living your life without judging others. You can easily forgive others and let go of any judgments that you have. You don't have the need to be right, and you don't need to make anyone else wrong. You respect yourself and everyone else, and they respect you in return. You're no longer afraid to be rejected, and you don't have the need to be accepted. You can walk in the world with your heart completely open and not be afraid to be hurt. Imagine living your life without being afraid to take a risk and to explore life. You're not afraid to lose anything. You're not afraid to be alive in the world. And you're not afraid to die. Imagine that you love yourself just the way you are. The reason I ask you to imagine these things is because they are all entirely possible. You can live in the state of grace, the state of bliss. Only love has the ability to put you in that state of bliss. Being in bliss is like being in love. You're floating in the clouds. You're perceiving love wherever you go. It is entirely possible to live this way all the time. This way of life is possible, and it's in your hands. But your identity is mixed with the dream of the planet. All of your beliefs and agreements are there in the fog. Suffering makes you feel safe because you know it so well. But there's really no reason to suffer. The only reason you suffer is because you choose to suffer. If you look at your life, you'll find many excuses to suffer. But a good reason to suffer, you will not find. The same is true for happiness. The only reason you're happy is because you choose to be happy. Happiness is a choice, and so is suffering. Maybe we cannot escape from the destiny of the human, but we have a choice: to suffer our destiny or to enjoy our destiny, to suffer or to love and be happy. Everyone talks about freedom. All around the world, different people, different races, different countries are fighting for freedom. But what is freedom? Are we free to be who we really are? True freedom has to do with the human spirit. It is the freedom to be who we really are. Who stops us from being free? We blame the government. We blame the weather. We blame our parents, our religion, or God. Who really stops us from being free? We stop ourselves. What does it really mean to be free? What stops us? Why can't we be ourselves? We have memories of long ago when we used to be free and we loved being free. But we've forgotten what freedom really means. If we see a child who is 2 or 3, perhaps 4 years old, we find a free human. Why is this human free? Because this human does whatever he or she wants to do. The human is completely wild, just like a flower, a tree, or an animal that has not been domesticated. They're exploring the world. They're not afraid to play. These humans have a big smile on their faces, and they're having fun. They don't worry about the past, don't care about the future, and only live in the present moment. Very young children are not afraid to express what they feel. They're so loving that if they perceive love, they melt into love. They are not afraid to love at all. Our normal human tendency is to enjoy life, to play, to explore, to be happy, and to love. You don't need to blame your parents for teaching you to be like them. What else could they teach you but what they know? It is time to be free from the role of the victim. The real you is still a little child who never grew up. Sometimes that little child comes out when you're having fun, or playing, or expressing yourself in some way. These are the happiest moments of your life, when the real you comes out, when you don't care about the past and you don't worry about the future. You are childlike. The freedom we're looking for is the freedom to be ourselves, to express ourselves. But if we look at our lives, we'll see that most of the time we do things just to please others. We We need to be aware of what the problem is in order to solve the problem. With awareness, you can rebel and say, "This is enough." You can look for a way to heal and transform your personal dream. If you go into the dream and start challenging your beliefs, you'll find that most of the beliefs that guided you into the wounded mind are not even true. You'll find that you suffered all those years of drama for nothing. Why? Because the belief system that was put inside your mind is based on lies. That is why it is important for you to master your own dream. Your life is the manifestation of your dream. It is an art. And you can change your life anytime if you aren't enjoying the dream. Dream masters create a masterpiece of life. They control the dream by making choices. Everything has consequences. And the dream master is aware of the consequences. It is a way of life where there are no leaders and no followers, where you have your own truth and live your own truth. From the Toltec point of view, all humans who are domesticated are sick. They are sick because there is a parasite that controls the mind and controls the brain. The food for the parasite are the negative emotions that come from fear. The parasite can be compared to a monster with 1,000 heads. Every head of the parasite is one of the fears that we have. If we want to be free, we have to destroy the parasite. Every time we face one of the fears, we are a little more free. If we don't give the parasite any food, we kill the parasite by starvation. To do this, we have to gain control of our emotions. We have to refrain from fueling the emotions that come from fear. The way you are living now is the result of many years of domestication. You cannot expect to break the domestication in one day. We are addicted to being the way we are. We are addicted to anger, jealousy, and self-pity. We are addicted to the beliefs that tell us, "I'm not good enough, I am not intelligent enough, why even try?" All of these old agreements which rule our dream of life are the result of repeating them over and over. You need to put repetition in action. Practicing the new agreements in your life is how your best becomes better. Repetition makes the master. Every day we awake with a certain amount of mental, emotional, and physical energy that we spend throughout the day. If we allow our emotions to deplete our energy, we have no energy to change our life or to give to others. The way you see the world will depend upon the emotions you're feeling. We are able to break our domestication, become free again, and heal our mind. This is the beginning of a new understanding, a new dream, and it's in your hands. Dream you are living is your creation.